Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Once again, your song of the day from 1974, Ricky Don't Lose That Number by Steely Dan. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
What was 1974, Bill?
Better times.
Way better times.
Way better. Jake nailed it again.
Ooh. No.
Yeah. Oh, really? Interesting.
Yawn. Yawner. I think you've played it before.
Years ago. Sue me.
Sue me.
Nine years of song of the day. Yes, yeah, there's thousands of songs, but there's also songs you don't want to play in the airwaves. It's been a year.
Sue me.
Sue me.
I will get a legal team together and file a lawsuit.
Oh, we're going to call Marty.
Marty's on line two.
Sue me.
Sometimes you can't just let a song just
can
not
we sue
play
you?
Again.
Can we sue you for that? Is that someone that hold up in court? Can we? What are you guys here for?
He played a song.
Yeah, it's Sipple versus Sorensen.
Sorensen.
Was for Song of the
District
Day.
District Court.
He played the song again.
He played the song. I want to sue him. Jake,
it's a yawner. Hey, Bill, it's a yawner. There's a lot of... No, you know what? There's not even a lot of good Steely Dan songs. There's some few of them. That one's okay. You've heard it, I'd say, a trillion times, right?
A lot.
Yeah. I've heard it.
Never flip the dial either.
7 million times. There are times it's playing and I don't really even know it's playing. You know, it's just one of those songs. It's, oh yeah, that was, I think they just played a song. I can get it to a 5 though. 5.115.
I felt the difference was, I was a little bit on,
sad.
I was
sad.
A little bit on the
terrible score.
Still
you
a little
it.
Bit on the side of Steve on a few comments. But in the headset, it was way different. In the artistic, because there's never a time. Yeah, I mean, it was so good. And I'm never going like, God, what's Steely Dan doing today? No, I don't have any interest in that.
No, I've got.
But
no
after
interest
hearing
in that song.
The song with headset on, it changed everything. 7 8 8
oh,
8
that's really high for that song.
7 8 8 8 4 And I agree. I'm coming.
You went to a 5-1.
It on changed
Ricky,
me.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
sad. Ellie. What's your score? Like Bill Kester's score.
6-6.
5.2.
5.2.
So she's in the sip.
Yeah, she wouldn't get
yawn.
In
territory
yeah.
there.
Jake, it's a yawn.
What was your dad? What's your dad, Ellie?
What does Derek say?
Yes. Could we please text in
Father
Derek?
Father Derek.
Yes.
I guarantee it's a yawner.
No.
Jake.
Hey, I played 1970. Just know, I played a 74 song. You gave it a 5, so...
Yeah, when I listened to it on the headphones, I really liked
sound
it.
Sound pretty
thank
good.
You.
I think Jake's a little depressed.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, he said, sue me. Sue me.
If Nebraska had won the game, oh. I would probably have a more of a banger of a song.
Yes, it would have been.
Party, he said, celebrate.
He said, sue me.
Sue me.
I did. Some
ratings. I'm going to walk off a cliff.
Some ratings here.
Sue me.
John says 8.8. Giltner also 8.8.
Are you making these scores up?
Yeah. I'm not. Rick from Wahoo, 8. So
Is there even a Wahoo texting in at all? Is that a fake?
I'm going to come over
what
there.
What if we came over there and all of a sudden the screen was blank? He's like, Todd from Bennett.
9.3.
Bill and Bennett, 4.8. Mike and Dalton, 8.4. Shamia, 8.3.
Who and Clemens?
Bird,
8.
That's right.
Thank
8.
You, Bird. That's right.
Sip.
Yeah.
It's
a good
Bird.
Song. We hear it on the headset. That's really good.
Mm. Brad from Baldwin. 8. Noticing 8. A trend here. A lot of 8s,
God,
not 5.1s
like
here.
Heyman,
like
check in.
6.8, Vernon Dakin. Now, Thunder Not Colin says that's a 1.2. Oh, he says 1.2 until the hook drop. Now it's 6.9.
The hook.
Triple H is dead, too. Lyle in Omaha, 9-1. You're getting pounded on your scores today.
Vince from Napa.
They're overlooking this a repeat. Sue me.
Oh, okay.
Sue me.
Someone says freaking 10, Steely Dan, baby, is what they said in that one.
I think you're kind of hitting with me and Jake here, yep, seems like.
They are.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
No, it sucks.
Sandmaster and KC, 7.2.
Yeah, interesting, Steve.
Oh, I bet you Heyman gave it a big
This will help you
too.
Out. Yeah. Cornbread in Oklahoma, 0.2. That
there you go, the Cornbread. Thank you for helping Sipple out.
Cornbread.
Someone says, Jake, I needed this on this gloomy on this gloomy Monday, 9.2.
It was very artistic.
It was. That's what Steely Dan bills itself. This
they are artistic.
Artistic band. Come on.
John in Des Moines.
You like
guess?
Kiss.
Yeah. It's not ELO. I mean, it's not.
Sip, you want to guess John Des Moines' score? That
okay, way. Yeah. John's been with us for a long time. John.
What do you think, Steve?
Likes old-time rock and roll more, more banger stuff. Gave it a low score, 5.0.
Gave it a 2. Said so boring on that one.
He's a banger. Yeah.
Jennifer, 7.9.
Bill, that song could be playing and you don't even know it. It's just
that's
that
what
song.
That's what I loved about it. I thought somewhat the same way till I really went. That's the first
the hook came.
That's
the chorus.
That's the time that I really sat down and really listened to it.
What's
that
the
close.
Hook?
The chorus part,
which is
Ricky, don't lose that number. It gets going.
It doesn't really get going.
It does.
Ah.
Curtin,
send
Kentucky,
it off
7.
In a letter
7.
To yourself.
Yeah, very artistic.
It is.
Jennifer 7.9, hubby 7.
Oh, and, see, the family's happy.
Pretty
That's happy. Good score.
YouTube, don't want to forget that. Robert, 6.5. Joe, Smoking Gun Joe, 5.4. This is sort of outdated. Well, I play a lot of outdated songs, Joe.
Really, Joe?
Play a lot of 70s songs.
He's an advertiser.
Please
restrain yourself.
Britton, 9. Chris P, 6.1. BWD, 4.5. Curtis, 6.7. There's your song of the day, Ricky, don't
Thank
lose
you.
That
Just
number.
Ramp it up a little bit tomorrow. I sent you one.
I didn't listen to it. I was busy.
I sent him a song.
Did
yesterday.
You?
It's been a while since it sent me a song, by the way.
I was listening to Yacht Rock yesterday on the drive home.
I can't. I know we're patting ourselves in the back, but I still can't get over the ELO and BTO in the stadium. It would be
I can't even.
Don't bring me down.
Woohoo.
Think about
it. Do that again, Jake.
Woohoo.
It doesn't really sound like that. That's pretty good.
What if Jake was on stage with ELO and he did it, Jake?
Woohoo.
It's not terrible.
Is that terribly on stage with him? All of a sudden, the albino's on the South Stadium.
Shirt off.
Where's tambourine.
Where's that guy's shirt at over there? Come on, man.
Tambourine.
There's a situation.
Yeah, I saw this.
In college basketball. Now, luckily for ABC, this game was not close. I can't imagine. Kentucky is playing Auburn. It's a big-time matchup. Ranked teams in the SEC, Auburn, of course.
Yeah. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Turning toward a 1 seed, but Kentucky was hosting this game. They were down big. So there's a moment with 12 minutes to go in the second half where Auburn led 68-52. And here is actually the audio of the exact moment.
You have audio?
Yeah, I did some work during the break.
Yes.
This is on ABC from Saturday.
Gray has now got the last 11.
Awkward silence. Hang on. Awkward silence. Awkward silence.
You don't just see it, you feel it.
Right to commercial. So if you're watching the game, it's all right, well, that's kind of weird. Guess they had a problem. They had a problem for a half hour. Now, Dan Shulman was the broadcaster, and when they came back, the game was on ABC. Mm-hmm. It came back with about 2 minutes to go in the game, again, in hand for Auburn. So a half hour off the airwaves, Dan Shulman announced what happened. What happened here? This game goes to ESPN News. Here's Dan Shulman explaining.
Well, we would like to welcome everyone back here to Lexington. Dan Shulman, Jay Billis, Jess Sims. We know we have been gone for a while now. Everybody joining us on ESPN News. Here is what happened. A generator here at Rupp Arena caught on fire. So first and foremost, thankfully, from what we understand, everybody is okay. But obviously that knocked us off the air for a long, long time. We are back, and while we were away, Auburn just kept doing what it's doing. They've played physically. They've played good defense. They've executed well at the offensive end, and number one is on its way to yet another road victory in the SEC.
Pretty smooth. Explain that. Pretty smooth by Dan Shulman. But there's a generator fire.
Probably some interns like, hey, FYI, the generator's on fire.
We can't fix that.
We can't fix that.
Put it out, please.
It's pretty surprising they even got back on at all.
Yeah.
Different network. We went to ESPN News.
But just the fact that it was like, whoa, that's a lot.
So they went to Kansas, Texas Tech on that channel, at least for
They did. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kansas, Texas Tech. Yeah, you don't see that very often. I mean, I've never seen
imagine
it.
If that,
I've never seen
imagine
it.
Imagine if that was a tight game. If that was a, you know, that's a big matchup in the SEC.
But just imagine if it was a football game.
Yeah. It's just basketball.
Yeah.
There's a lot of basketball games.
They play like 40 games, so it's a little different. Yeah. All of a sudden, if it's like, the Iron Bowl gets knocked out.
Or just imagine if it was a Nebraska game, Nebraska-Minnesota, you know.
I think about in the worst-case scenario, when Nebraska's about to get their first-ever tournament win, and the broadcast goes out. You can't see moment of euphoria.
See, that would be a problem.
That'd be the worst. The best moment, that became the worst moment because you couldn't actually see it happen.
God dang. Think about that SEC right now. Auburn is, I mean, the top of that league is, I don't know what the bottom's like, but the top of the league is ridiculous. We talk about Michigan State, Michigan at the, top of the Big Ten. They're not, I don't know where they'd finish in the SEC, but they wouldn't be in the top
the
four.
The best of, Jake, pull up the SEC. They're still like, you know, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's last four in. I think it's 4-12 in the league.
Okay, here's your standings in the SEC.
Look at the bottom.
Auburn won.
They say Georgia's in. They say that Oklahoma's in, and their records in the conference, it's incredible.
Georgia is 6-10. I mean, Nebraska is 7-11. Yeah. They're on the verge of making it to the Big Ten.
What's Oklahoma?
4-12.
4-12, yeah. They were last four in.
Yeah, and yet they have a chance to make. Texas is 5-11. People say they're out for sure.
Yeah,
they're 16-13 overall. They lost to Ole Miss by a lot this weekend. They said that's pretty much the kiss of death for Texas.
Death knell.
LSU and South Carolina both are going to be out, 3-13 and 2-14.
Yeah,
but
out.
The rest of the conference is probably going to be in besides Texas. Oklahoma, if they lose another game, they're probably going to be out of the tournament. But right now, they still have a chance.
So they're going to get 12 in probably.
12 to 13.
12 to 13.
Yeah. A lot of teams in the
and
SEC.
And at the top, it's extraordinary basketball at the top of that league.
Auburn 15-1. They're 27-2 overall. Florida's 12-4. Fit 25-4 overall, really good team. Alabama 23-6, they're 12-4 in conference. And Missouri's 11-5.
Tennessee
11-5, 24-5 overall.
The end of the Tennessee Alabama game was just egregious. The things that happened to Alabama, and you'd have to look hard at yourself as a coach. Did you watch the end of it?
The Alabama coach or the Tennessee
Alabama?
Coach?
I mean, they're coming down. They have one. There's 12 seconds to go. Game's tied. They have the ball. They don't have a good play. They do drive the lane, which is a smart move in general, and it gets tied up. Boom. Okay, tied. Oh, no, it's okay. They maintain possession. Still Alabama.
Still the ball.
Still Alabama's ball.
How much time left about?
There's 3.6 seconds and 3.4 in the clock, so all kinds of time.
You got a lot of time.
Yeah. They got a 5-second call. Oh. They didn't get the ball in. They didn't get the ball in. And guess what else they had?
Ooh.
Timeouts. They could have called a timeout.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, could have called a timeout.
Ooh.
Didn't get a timeout.
That's
call.
Egregious.
And then what happened?
That's their ball. So they throw it in to a guy, I can't remember his name right now, that made the shot. He dribbles down the court unabated.
Yep.
No one was within 20 feet of him and just pulls up the logo and hits it, and they
for
run off the field.
For the win.
For the win. It was like no one even
Tennessee.
Defended him.
Tennessee wins against
Tennessee.
Bama.
Tennessee wins it.
It was wild.
It was like, I mean, I listened to the pundits after driving back, and they were just like, this is unbelievable what happened in the last, you know, it was like situational basketball.
God dang.
And it looked like Alabama had no idea what they were doing.
But you'd say Alabama's a shot to win it all, right?
Yeah, they have a shot.
Mark Sears is an elite player.
Florida, great shot to win it all.
Yes. Yep.
Bill's pick.
Tennessee's
fact.
A chance to win it all.
I like Tennessee.
They're
to
a
win
one
it
seed
all.
Right now. They're on they're the four seed total. With
Auburn chance to win it all. That's
the
four
best
teams.
Chance. Yeah.
There's probably, am I missing somebody in there that would have a shot? Missouri have a shot?
Missouri. Yeah,
they're having a good year. They're having a very good year.
I mean, they're 10-6 in conference play in a really, really tough conference. 21-8 overall.
A&M, I thought. Now, I watched Tennessee A&M, and they're talking about A&M as a 4 seed. I didn't think A&M looked any better than they looked last year against Nebraska.
They've lost 4 straight.
They've lost four straight.
Yeah. They're having a rough go.
I didn't get it. I think they're an 8 seed last year. A&M against Nebraska.
9 seed. Nebraska was the 8.
Yeah.
And A&M was the 9.
A&M doesn't look any better to me than they were last year. They look like about the same team, a little less.
Well, that team nearly beat Houston in the second round.
Right. they're good. Don't get me wrong. But like last year, they look like last year.
When we come back, let's talk a little hot seat. Fred Hoiberg. What's it going to take for him to get
hot
off
seat.
A hot seat? Next early break on the ticket.